We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the 60th chapter of the Ketzil Shulchan Aruch Mekochaim. We're learning the laws of lighting Shabbos candles. And we know ordinarily the wife lights Shabbos candles for everyone. What happens if you're learning away from home? So then you're obligated in lighting your own Shabbos candles. You may not light Shabbos candles in your dorm room. That's a fire hazard. Usually we light them in the lunchroom, in the dining hall, where everyone's going to sit and be with the candles. Usually the yeshiva lights on behalf of all the students. But if you're going to light your own, you have to verify with the institution where they allow you to light, where it's not going to be a fire hazard. And usually the place that's set up is in the dining hall. But again, you got to make sure with the institution where they do it and if they allow you to do it. They might have a policy where they don't let individuals do it, because if they would, then everyone's going to start doing it, and then people will end up doing it in their rooms. And that's a fire hazard. If a person's married and he's away from home for Shabbos, so he also has to light Shabbos candles. The fact that your wife's lighting at home is very nice, but if you're in this house, you need light in this house. So if a person's away from home for Shabbos, he has to light his own Shabbos candles. Sometimes the wife is away from home for Shabbos. A woman gives birth, she's in the hospital, so you got to light Shabbos candles at home. Can one light an electric light in honor of Shabbos? So that's a machlokas. Ideally, we said you should turn on lights in honor of Shabbos. But we also light candles and make a blessing over lighting candles. And we have in mind that we cover the electric lights. There are poskim who say you can make a blessing over an electric light. That's relevant in the hospital. Very often the women can't light a fire in the hospital. So in Shaarei Tzedek, they let you light a candle out in the hallway. But even then, you have to stand by the candle and enjoy it for a minute or two. What? Hanukkah is different to a small degree. So electric candles is a big machlokas. And you have who to rely on if you want to make a blessing over electric candles. Not on a regular basis, but in case of emergency. A soldier is in his tent, and he can light a flashlight. He could turn on a light. Not a flashlight, he could turn on a regular light. And he can't, but he cannot light candles. They won't let him because it's a fire hazard. So if he wants to, he can rely on those that say you can make a blessing over that. But it's a big machlokas. Ordinarily, we don't do that. We don't make a blessing. Sometimes, if you don't tell a person to make a blessing, they're going to feel like they didn't do anything. So sometimes we do tell people to rely on those poskim, but you guys aren't so panicked over making a blessing. So ordinarily I would tell a person that, being that it's a machlokas, turn it on, have in mind these are your Shabbos candles, but do not make a blessing. That's the preferable way, because it is a machlokas at the end of the day.